we're just recording this. This is for you to access. Ben will put it onto Teams, and then if you need any feedback or you can't remember anything because you're so stressed from doing a presentation, it will all be there for you.
Have it. Yeah.
Okay. So really, Charlotte, we're just really hunking down on what your specialism is and what your themes are at this point, if you have any. If you don't, we're here to bounce off and create a theme with you.
Yeah.
Or an idea.
Perfect.
Go for it.
So I want to focus on the wabi-sabi concept.
Okay, please explain to us what wabi-sabi.
So it's taking the imperfection of everyday life and finding like the beauty within it.
Ah, okay. Is that a Japanese concept?
Yes.
Like the what they do with the china and they fill in the gaps with gold?
Yes.
Okay.
Which
is that the
amazing.
Same thing?
Very similar.
Okay.
What I will just point out very quickly, which would have been really beneficial, is a board with this.
Mm-hmm.
An exploration of wabi-sabi.
I have it in my...
Oh, show us, show us, see? You know, yeah, that's what I mean. Go along, as you go along, show us to back it up. Because then we'll totally grasp it then. The sketchbook's looking amazing.
Mm. Very tidy.
It's all right, take your time. It's always when you're under pressure to find the right page.
I did it like early on as well.
Oh, great, you've got the research under that. Brilliant. And where's the examples in those pictures of it being sort of broken and then...
So it's like within the dishes here.
Yeah.
Obviously most typical bowls will be like very level and very perfectly made, but having it where it is kind of like the uneven asymmetrical edge.
Okay, got you.
It shows the beauty within it. It's like handcrafted and so it's like...
Oh, I love
sort of integrity.
It.
And again here with like
the raw bowl. See, this is great. This
I get
totally
it now.
Giving us the vibe. Yeah. Sort of the cracked seats, the bit of flat words.
So you've got still got the live edge on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, totally get it. So theme of wabi-sabi with furniture design.
Furniture.
So you actually want to make a piece of furniture?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what piece of furniture?
No, exactly.
Right, so what I would suggest now as your next bit of research is to research and immerse yourself in the different rooms of a house.
Mm-hmm.
Might be like the bedroom, the lounge, the kitchen,
yeah.
the thingy. And just do some research on what furniture is, what the functionality of the furniture is for each room, you know, because everything's got a different job and a characteristic,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
So before, you know, you need to kind of get those boundaries down before we start thinking what kind of furniture do we want to create and what room do we want to put it in.
I had it sort of in mind either like a table or a shelf unit.
Perfect. Part that though, keep that, but that's perfect.
Okay.
So
right.
we are heading, so manipulate that then, a table for a dining room, then maybe, you know, manipulate then as you're doing what rooms am I thinking about? I'm thinking about an eating area where people come together.
Yeah.
You know, and think of its use. So, you know, a dining room and a table. A table is like a multifunctional piece of furniture. You don't just eat off it. You can work off it. You can entertain off it.
Put your feet
you
up
can
on
rest.
It.
You can store stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's a center point usually of a room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really fabulous idea. But before you get to that decision, show us that you've looked at other rooms and considered other bits of furniture before you're like, no. Can be all about the table. Now, because you're doing wabi-sabi, if I'm saying this correctly, and the idea about it, sort of the beauty and the imperfections, are you going to come at, as an approach as sort of you're going to make something perfect, then smash it up, and then refix it?
This is what I want to experiment
together?
With.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or are you going to make something that's just unusable but very beautiful?
Or usable but really wonky?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like both perspectives, but I think experimenting with that along the way, either getting an actual piece of wood that already has like the imperfections within it and creating it about that, making it usable.
Yeah.
And then also doing the other way where you have a perfect piece of wood and then you are kind of like dismantling it all.
Yeah. What I'd like you to do is another research sheet is on the style of furniture. What part of, you know, which part of sort of furniture history, you know, style-wise, you know, are you coming from? Is it like mid-century? Is it going to be, you know, Victorian, Georgian, you know, highly decorative? Is it going to be like sort of, you know, shaker, like, or really modern and simplistic? Where, which Where are you taking, you know, like out of?
I think more towards like the simplistic, modern, but also with like a little contemporary twist.
Then I would like you to see some research where you've looked into what simplistic and modern interiors look like. And
like minimalist.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like cultures. Good. So let's see. This is great. If you've already got it, this is what I mean. You know, that's perfect. So you've looked at minimalism, well, Japandi. Okay, brilliant. So that's two.
Yep, still looking more.
Yeah, just think, you know, what we want is a broad sense, yeah? You know, so look at Shaker, or the Amish, but Shaker style. Look at, you could look at sort of religious, sort of like, you know, more sort of Protestant, Presbyterian sort of aesthetic, which is, you know, the opposed to Catholic, where you've got all the gold and thingy.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it's about, you know, function over form.
The Japanese also do a lot of, like, multi-purpose furniture that, like, can be used for different things that, like, can fold away and what they call it, smart furniture. That might be something to look at.
Look at Scandi as well, obviously, Scandi style.
Yeah, that relates to the Japanese.
And that's what I mean. It then, like,
on my list.
All connects. I also notice you're picking a very sort of pared down palette.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what it might be exploring is, you know, because that wabi-sabi's got nothing to do with colour.
Mm-mm.
You know, yes, the raw material, the using of more material and sort of adapting to its knots and things like that if you're using raw material.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might be using bright stuff as well at some point. You know, it's like there's no reason why you can't have a go at doing some sort of bright plasticky, you know, stuff before you go to the woods, just so there's a contrast, you know, so it's not all the way through, it's just this
same palette.
What might be nice to do is a board where you explore materials, Charlotte, for you.
Of course.
So types of wood, samples, types of textile, types of join.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know, like dovetail. You know, like when you look at different wood joins.
Puzzle type joins.
Yes, you know, and doing a board where you've done different joins and different things like that.
Because they can be really satisfying, not only to create, but to look at.
And it's this mixture of materials that excites me on your board, like the perspex.
With the wood, yeah.
So if you really would like a project that's going to sort of high hit, then I would definitely work with two materials.
Mm.
And work how you can infuse them
mm-hmm.
and create relationships between them, you know.
Yeah.
Like whether there's tension or whether there's sort of synchronicity, you know, that's for you to observe. You know, like if there's a tension, that might be a really stylish piece then that it's like, oh, that just so doesn't go, but it goes and it looks really precarious.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a real marriage between the materials where you're like, oh.
It just
together.
Works,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of explore that, you know. Then we kind of need to want to start sort of building on just simple furniture design to start off with.
Yep.
You know, don't go into Andy, you know, in 2 weeks with like designs for a G plan, you know, multi storage, multi functioning thing. You know, you really want to build something. So you're going for tables, so you could start making little tables that could actually be like lamp tables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you know what I mean? Multi-use. You know,
yeah.
Like if you're making tiny little tables as a maquette for a bigger table, the tiny little tables can be used as, you know, like little maquette, little bedside tables,
yeah,
little coffee
sofa
nests.
Coffee ones.
Yeah, so multifunctional, so nothing is wasted.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, that's like, what are you keen to say?
Oh, here.
I think you've got it. I think it's just a bit more exploration now and then getting you to start building the technical. What you're going to need to do, Charlotte, on this project is really push your craftsmanship. Because you're doing furniture, you're making furniture rather than just design, it's going to be very important that you hone your woodworking skills. If you're going woodwork or
get on that lathe
or,
as well,
you know,
get
getting on the lathe, making round things to start off with, circular things. I would play around with inlaying different woods within each different woods, you know, like getting Andy to show you the router and really going to Andy and being like, right, Andy, I'm a mini woodwork student, right? Teach me how to make different joints, teach me how to make, you know, simple mechanisms for fold-up tables or table legs, yeah?
Yeah.
But I think that's a great idea. And then as we go along, we can push you more with the wabi-sabi.
Perfect.
You know, and again, you might want to make some materials. I see, like, lots of videos where, you know, they pour, you know, resin into, like, sawdust or pencil sharpenings or you know, that. And then they put it on the lathe and carve it down.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So that's that real playing around with materials, you know. So you might want to get glue loads of different woods together, then get on the lathe, show all the different layers, you know, like really add some detail. Because last time I'd probably say my crit of your furniture for last year, though, is though it was ambitious and beautiful, there was a lot of brown panels, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you've got the ability now that you could be adding, like, inlays, mixing woods, fusing different parts into things. You know, and have a go at making something and then cutting it in half and then sticking it back together. Or fixing it with...
Or smashing it with a hammer.
Yeah, like smashing it with a hammer and then fixing it all together, you know. And you can film yourself smashing it up as part of... Like, if you think of your final show, how amazing would it be to see this chair that's been absolutely mangled and then patched together again so it's still usable?
Mm. On, like, a loop. Yeah.
And then there's a video of you with, like, a balaclava and a, and a, you know, and a mallet, and you and a few people are all just smashing up this chair you've made. And before the, you know, and then the before chair. And also seeing if you're brave enough to make something really that you're proud of and smash it up. Because a lot of people can't do that. If you ask people to destroy their own art, it's really tricky. Another area you might want to go into is just buying secondhand stuff and repurposing
it. That could
to
be
play with a wabi-sabi
for experimental stages. Sure.
Yeah, but that's pretty. I think you've got it. How do you feel?
Excited.
Good.
Well, yeah, it looks it. It's great, you know. And obviously you have selected this palette and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's a beautiful palette.
If you want to keep these sort of coffees and things. But, you know, show some alternatives as well.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, it's wood, so I'm going wood colours. You know, look at some different... See what different colours you can get out of woods.
Yeah.
And burning wood. Yeah. Charring wood, you know. Staining it.
Yeah.
Really, really getting into it like that. But no, this is exciting. Done.
Good. Lovely.
Charlotte, brilliant.
Okay.